The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 9. Okay. All right. Begin with St. John, chapter 9, verse 1. Hear now these words. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. The disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it's day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, there is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees began to ask him how he received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been born blind and received his sight until they called the parents of the man who received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son, he was born blind, but we do not know how is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah will be put out of the synagogue. Therefore the parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man being blind. They said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he's a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you will not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has been heard that anyone has opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you're trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and worship him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we're not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, for the past few Sundays, now we've been working through John's Gospel. Because John's Gospel has seven signs and miracles that show who Jesus was. And we start way back with turning water into wine. And then at another point, he heals a man's son from a distance. And then we talk about when he healed the man at the pool there who was not able to walk. And then more recently, we talk about defeating the 5,000. And then last Sunday, we only had a few verses from here to work with, talking about when he walked on water. And then this Sunday, we went from having just four verses to a whole chapter about this miracle. Now, the man born blind is one of my favorite characters in the New Testament. I really like this guy. Because as we go look at this, I want to know how brave he was and how he took a stand. And you may recall how a few Sundays ago, talking about the man who was at the pool, I said I didn't like him. Because he more or less through Jesus earned the bus to his enemies. This man, however, defended Jesus. So it starts off, Jesus walked along with his disciples, and they see a man born blind from birth. Okay, this man has never seen anything. It's not like he saw stuff at one point, and then he gradually lost his eyesight or lost it through an accident. He's never seen anything. And the disciples ask him, "Now, Jesus, who sinned this man born blind? Was it him or his parents?" Now, there was a belief in some Jewish circles that if you were born with some defect, there had to be a sin reason behind it. So, like, was it his fault? Well, I don't see how a baby can be blamed for being born with defects, right? Because the baby hasn't done anything yet. The baby's innocent. You know, like my little nephew Noah, he was born in November. You know, he hasn't committed any great sins because he's a baby, you know. Now, his little brother Josiah, that might be a different story, right? He's 2.5, you know. We got to teach him right from wrong. But no, he's just a little baby and he's just here enjoying life. Or the parents. Did the parents sin and God in his anger took it out upon this man being born blind? Which is also a little weird too, is why are you punishing the kid for the parent messed up? I mean, that's like, remember back in school when the teacher punished the whole classroom because of two hooligans? And you think, well, teacher, why don't you just put them a timeout and let the rest of us go to recess? And Jesus answered saying, this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind. Why? So that God's works may be revealed in him. You know, it's not God's will only for anybody to be born blind or lame or have cancer or any of these health problems. That just comes from living in a fallen world. It is God's will, though, that we love these people and we try to cure them and heal them. That is God's will being revealed. And that's why when Jesus was here on this planet, walking around, he was always healing people. And then Jesus says, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. For night is coming when no one can work. That reminds me of that John Wayne movie in The Cowboys. When he says, now we're burning daylight. You know, it's daylight. Get busy. Do something. And what Jesus is saying is, while I'm still here, I got to do all the miracles I can. And then I love this verse. And this is why I picked some of the songs I did in Psalms this morning. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, Jesus is the light of the world, both physically and spiritually. And here is this man walking in physical darkness. And so, after he said this, he spits on the ground, makes some mud, and puts mud on this guy's eyes. And notice that the spit and the mud did not cure this man, okay? He says, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And it says the word Siloam means sent. So Jesus sent him to a pool named Sent. No, that makes sense. Okay. And then we get into this very interesting and almost at times very funny dialogue where Jesus disappears for the rest of the chapter to the very end. And this all revolves around the man being born blind. Okay, and so that'd be like, if this happened today, I won't pick on you, Clint, because you're back there looking guilty. We'll say it was Clint. So Jesus comes along, spits in the mud out here, you know, because we don't have any water in the building, right? And so we put some mud on Clint's eye, sends him to Chestui Creek, and Clint comes back seeing. And he comes back here, you know, and there's Cameron and the brooding cousins and such. And he's like, it's me. And they're like, I don't think that's Clint. And no, it's me. It's really me. No, I can see now, you know. And it's like, well, what happened? And he said, well, this man named Jesus made mud in the ground, built my eyes, sent me to wash in the Chattanooga Creek. I wash it, now I can see. Well, that's great. Where is he? And then Clint will say, I don't know. I didn't see him. Right? Remember, I was blind. I was blind when he met me. I don't know where he's. I don't know what he looks like, you know. And so they're all excited and such. And then they brought him to the Pharisees. Okay, we'll say that'd be the bishop and his council, okay? Don't put me in that bunch. And then the Pharisees have an issue with this. Some of them do. They're like, this man Jesus, on Sunday morning, made mud in the ground and sent this man to wash off. He broke the Sabbath. No, said that he cannot be from God. He must be a sinner. But some of their Pharisees, because not all Pharisees are alike, no, they had different opinions, were going, well, wait a minute. Now, how can a sinner give a man born blind his sight? Now, it's interesting, right? One group is focusing on the mud. The other group is focusing on there's a man who is blind who can now see. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, what are you focusing on? The mud or this man who can now see the miracle? Mud or the miracle? And so what happens is they have a little trial. And so they tell, so in our story, it'd be like they ask Clint, say, Clint, we know about this him. It was your eyes he opened. And then Clint would say, well, I think he's a prophet. You know, I mean, I would too, right? He opened my eyes. And so they're having the debate about this. And then there's a question of, well, was he really born blind to begin with? This is a hoax. And so they do a little subpoena. And so keeping up my story here and my analogy, in this case, they would subpoena Josh and Tina back here, the parents. Josh and Tina, is this your kid? Yeah, that's our kid. That's Clint. He's ours. Was he born blind? Yeah, he's born blind. Well, no, it's day one. How is it he can see? No, and then Josh, being Mr. Diplomatic, would say, well, I mean, he is our kid, and he was born blind, but as far as how he gained his sight, who did it, we don't know. And then Tina would be the one who would say, well, ask him. He's old enough. He can talk for himself. Right? And so they turn back to Clint again in our story. And they say, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. Now, notice how that we know that. And so on my version, Clint would say, I do not know whether he's a sinner. One thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see. What famous hymn we have in our hymn book talks about, I once was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace. That's why we're going to sing it next. Okay, and it ties in my sermon. Amen. So Clint's like, I don't know anything about the guy being a sinner. What I do know is I was blind, and now I see. And so the bishop's council, still not satisfied, asked, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? And Clint's like, really? Really? I just went over this a little while ago. And he says, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear again? And then this part is a little sarcastic. This is something Clint would say. Do you also want to be his disciples? And that was the wrong thing to say to the religious folks. It got them very upset. And they got mad at him and said, we're not his disciple. You're his disciple, but we're disciples of Moses. So we know God spoke to Moses. This man, we don't know where he comes from. And now what's sad is, that's the problem, isn't it? They didn't know where Jesus came from. We know Moses came from God, but we don't know about this guy. Well, the answer is this guy came from God. God sent him. And then this is what I really love about this man born blind. No, when the religious leader says, we don't know where he came from. He's like, well, I'll help you out with this. So he says, here is an astonishing thing. Again, being Mr. Sarcastic here, okay? You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. Okay? Now, it's not true. When you read the scriptures, it's very clear that the only prayer God hears from a sinner is a prayer of repentance. Is that not true? You can't live like the devil and talk to Jesus, you know, unless you're doing some repenting. No, and then we get that sin problem, it's going to be an issue. So he says, let's think about this. We know God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. Now, in the Gentile world, they had a few stories, not very many, about people being healed on sight. So it was very rare. So if you're a Gentile and heard this story, you think, this is a very unique person. In the Old Testament, there is zero miracles about Jesus, anyone being healed of their eyesight. None. But it talks about when the Messiah comes, one of his signs will be that he will give sight to the blind. And so if you're a Jewish person and you hear that somebody has been given their sight, you should be thinking like, wait a minute. Isaiah talked about the Messiah comes, and when he comes, part of his gig is he will give sight to the blind. Hello, this guy is giving sight to the blind. And he said, verse 33, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Now, that's just beautiful how he said that. He says, well, let's think about this. We know God doesn't listen to sinners, but he listens to people who obey and worship him. Throughout all of our Jewish history, there has never been a person that was born blind and healed. None of the prophets ever did that. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. And then what did they say to him? You were born entirely in sins. It goes back to the question the disciples ask. You know, they're like, well, you had been born in sin. That's your problem. And you're trying to teach us. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you try to talk to someone with some education and you can't get two words past in their little heads because they know it all? I mean, I'm a teacher. I'm all about education. But I met some folks with a doctorate degree. And I thought, well, you might got a doctorate degree, but you don't have any common sense. And sometimes I met some doctors you should know better. And I'm like, you don't know what you're doing, you know. And that's what's going on with this guy. He didn't have a degree in theology. He couldn't even see the book. And yet he sounds like, listen, I'm a blind man, and I know enough about Jewish history that no Jewish guy's ever been healed of his eyesight. This has to be a miracle. This man has to be from God. And they got mad, and they kicked him out. And so I've been tossing him out like he's thrown down the stairs to the synagogue there, or the temple. And then Jesus heard he'd driven him out and went and found him. Now, remember when the man who was poor, who was lame, Jesus went back to him and said, you've been made well, quit sinning, something worse will happen. And it turned to a very negative conversation. So Jesus walks up to this man, and it's kind of like the TV show Undercover Boss. Remember that show where the boss come in under disguise, you know who you're talking to? Because remember, the blind man doesn't know what Jesus looks like, right? Never seen him. So Jesus walks up, and so as far as the blind man is concerned, he's a complete stranger, and he says, do you believe in the Son of Man? Now remember, John's gospel is all about the word believe. Do you believe? Now those who believe in Jesus will never die. And the blind man says, and who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him. Okay, so here you see a very grateful heart. Now, and the blind man says, the man who was blind at this point says, sir, tell me, now, who is this man? Tell me so I can believe in him, you know. And he's getting all excited. Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. Now think about that. The realization that it was you. Now there's an old Charlie Chaplin movie called City Lights where Charlie Chaplin is a bum, gets money to help a girl get her eyesight back. And she doesn't know it was him. And at the end of the movie, her eyes are opened spiritually, if you will, and she realizes it was this bum who got me the money to get my eyesight back. And so here's this man talking to a complete stranger and says, "So who was this guy?" And she says, "You have seen this guy. In fact, you're talking to him right now." And the man says, "Lord, I believe." Three words, "Lord, I believe," and worship him. And Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." And meanwhile, the Pharisees heard this and said, "Well, sure, we're not blind, are we? You know, I mean, you're not talking about us, are we, Jesus?" And Jesus says, "Actually, I was. If you were blind, you would have not sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." And it was referring to this fact that we got folks in spiritual darkness who know they are spiritual darkness. They're looking for something. And Jesus came to this world to be a light to them so they could see. And then sadly, inside our churches, unfortunately, you got folks who claim they can see, and yet they are spiritually blind. And there is a judgment for that. It's a terrible thing to come to church and say prayers and sing hymns and read your Bible, and then you go out and live like you don't know anything about Jesus or God and be able to act. That's spiritual blindness. So here are we in this story. Are we like those disciples? We're trying to figure out, well, he must have done something wrong if that happened to him, you know? Are we like the neighbors there, like, "Is that really you? Yeah, it's me, it's me." Or are we like some of those Pharisees? And again, they were divided. I hope when we like the Pharisees, we'll be like the ones to say, "Wait a minute, this man just healed a blind man. You know, that's something special. We need to think about this." Or our hearts hardened, and we're more focused on the mud than we are on the miracle. It's a sad thing to be going through your life focusing on mud instead of miracles. And instead of rejoicing with this man, they end up getting mad at him and throw him out of the church, basically. And then most importantly, I realize that blind man. You know, that guy could just give in very easily and say, "Well, you know, you're the expert, so I'm not." But what did he do? He just kept giving his testimony. And that little phrase, "I once was blind, but now I see," you know. And then he defended Jesus, said, "This Jesus has to be a prophet. How do I know? I can see." That was his testimony. You know, folks can argue about the Bible left and right, what this means, that means. But, honey, they can't argue with you your testimony. That's your testimony. Just don't be ashamed to share with it. And besides, this is what Jesus did to me. I used to be like this, but because of Jesus, I'm now like that. I used to be like this way, but now because of Jesus came in my heart, I'm this way. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And you know what? He got kicked out of the church. And he lost his church membership. But more importantly, though, he met Jesus. See, church membership and knowing Jesus aren't the same thing, are they? You can be in church not know Jesus. That's Corey Ten Boom used to say, a mouse in the cookie jar is still a mouse, right? It doesn't make you a cookie. Well, Will Rogers would say, a wheelbarrow in a garage is still a wheelbarrow. It doesn't make you a car, does it? You can come to church and not be a Christian and be able to act. This man got kicked out of his church by the leaders. But it didn't matter. He met Jesus one-on-one and said, "Lord, I believe." And my prayer is that all of us, like that blind man, would say, "Lord, I believe." And we can tell our neighbors, "I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." Thanks be to God. All right, and if you will.